Boom. We're live. Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. Today's Friday. Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! So we're going to do Fortune Cookie. Last night, the boy and I, we were up late last night, did a late night fun show. We kind of skipped around. So I said, yeah, can't talk. Anyway, we did a show about how we went to Dave & Buster's last night and the prizes we won and how the dogs basically wanted to eat the stuffed animals, but we had fun last night, so it was good. It was a good thing to do the mission where you go out and have fun with family and friends. So him and I went out and had some fun last night. So today we're back to the grindstone, except we got Fortune Friday. And last night I said we're going to do focus, and that's what we're going to do. So today's episode, we are going to talk about how focus helps with conflict. And these are the Scrum values. There is five of them. There is commitment, focus, openness, respect, and courage. So we did commitment the day before yesterday. Today we're going to do focus. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And this is the 500. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And this is our 660th episode, I believe, of our show. Yeah, that's 660. So 660th episode of the show. And we do this to help you get value to the customer, get home to family and friends, not work crazy hours, and have fun, right? I associate so much with people work crazy hours to do things and overwork things that they really don't need to do. And hopefully we help people not do that anymore. It'd be nice, right? So I coach people too, by the way. Because it's funny, I had one of my coachees ask me about Agile and how they work. And I was trying to explain to him what the original manifesto was about. It wasn't really about doing a lot more work. It was not wasting your time and getting home and not spending crazy hours on stuff that never got to the customer. So that's why we talk about what we do, the real core behind the Agile manifesto. So focus and conflict. How does the Scrum value of focus help mitigate conflict? Well, there's a couple thoughts on that, and we're going to talk about them. If I have a board, whiteboard, which I don't have a whiteboard. I thought I had one. You have one. Wonder if Eddie stole my whiteboard. Oh, here's one. Let's see. I got one here. I got a whiteboard. So I'm going to use my hand. Ew. Yep, pretty much. No. Pretty much. So, how does focus help with conflict, right? Well, if you look at systems thinking and you look at divergent, convergent solution. So, we have a problem, a conflict, and we have people. We have this giant level of conflict. What do we do? What's the problem? To solve. And in divergent thinking, this is divergent, right? So in the divergent world, we have conflict. So this is conflict. Conflict where there's a lot of people in there have a lot of ideas what to do, what to solve. Now focusing now on the convergent side, this is a process that we as coaches help teams go through. So we talk about everything. We exhaust all the ideas that are out there. Then we help them pick a few and we converge. So now we're focusing on which one do we want to solve? What problem? Right? So these are all the problems. So these are problems. We use different techniques to get you through that process, that conflict, right? Then we pick one, just one. So we focus on one, and then we diverge again. We do conflict again. And this is the solutions, right? So we diverge again, right? But then we come back and we pick one and we converge. Right? So now we get down to one. So we're focusing. This is focusing. So we focus on one thing that we want to implement, one solution. And focus, keeping it focused of limited boundaries helps us do that. Now, that was just one aspect of focus. Another aspect of focus is the time box. Instead of having this broad year-long, two-year-long plan that's very cloudy and not being able to focus, in Scrum, we focus in a smaller time box. Therefore, we can stay focused on what we need to do. We also look at WIP, a Kanban type item, where we try to limit how many things we're focused on during the process. Because what happens when you have a lot of things going on, there's a lot of conflict that gets generated, right? Because they don't know which one to do. What do I work on? I got so many ideas. Nothing gets done. And then all of a sudden, everybody's bitching, moaning because nothing got done, right? So the focusing activity helps minimize conflict. If there was a great, I love this statement one of my teachers made when I was taking one of my classes. I think it was the Cal class. He says, how much work can you really get done in a 1 week sprint or 2 week sprint? For this case, he was like a 1 week sprint. You really can't get a lot of stuff done. It limits the conflict because you're just focused on a very few things. When you have a lot of things, the focus gets kind of blurry. You don't know where to go. You get a lot of conflict. Where do we start? What do we do? If there's only one choice to choose from, it pretty much eliminates the conflict, right? Because you just work the one thing. So the idea is that smaller sprint, there's less stuff, less conflict that gets arise, but who does what, where, when, and how. So this is my interpretation, just to share that with you, of how focus helps minimize conflict. You focus on one problem and not 20 problems. You focus on one solution and not 20 solutions, right? You all agree on one thing you want to do to improve the process and not 20 things, because 20 things are just, you get nothing. And then you get chaos. And when you get nothing, everybody gets upset and it starts conflict. The other thing on focus, if you're in a conversation with somebody, right, and you're in a conflict, your disagreement, by focusing on this one topic and spending quality time on it, it helps helps the two people or the group of people get through the conflict. If you have multiple things going on and your focus getting pulled elsewhere, you don't solve the problem. It's like the same thing where you hear people, well, I was doing an exercise the other day. I think it was in Gunther's class at a work group. And in there they had a case where they had a product owner, where it actually was funny. The way they described the Scrum team, they were all pretty similar. And every one of the ceremonies for the review, everyone in there had a conflict and had something else that they wanted to go to. So their focus on the Scrum activity wasn't there. They were actually focused elsewhere. And I thought it would be interesting. So what would happen if every one of those players, the Scrum Master, the product owner, some dev people, stakeholders, all decided at the same time during the sprint review that they wanted to go do their other meeting because they thought that was more important. I was kind of like, then there wouldn't be anybody there to attend the sprint review meeting. There wouldn't be anybody there because they're off doing other things. So that's an example of not being focused on what's at hand, what's involving the team so we can get through whatever interaction we need to do to get to the next level. So that's my analysis of focus. I hope it helped. I was kind of like, focus is a tough thing, but that's my thought about focusing. How focus helps us minimize conflict. Let everybody talk, but then focus it down to one area. Okay, now it's Fortune Cookie Friday. I'm going to open this over here because I've noticed that when I do the bag, it's awfully loud and crackly. All right. So on Fortune Cookie Friday, the Agile Accountants wrap a message in a fortune cookie inside this plastic bag and then in this cookie. So it's double protected for those auditors out there, right? So the Agile Accountants give us something. and we have to figure out how this applies to the show. So with that, I'm going to adjust that a little bit. There we go. And I'm going to open up the fortune cookie. Let's see what we get. The fortune cookie says, drum roll. Oh, here we go. Love is a present that can be given every single day you live. Love is a present that can be given every single day that you live. There's multiple ways of looking at this. I'm going to give you two. One, loving what you do, overcommitting, getting conflict, not getting stuff done, overdoing stuff is not going to help you love your job. I think Scrum and Agile will help people love their job. How people have been implementing Scrum and Agile in a lot of these corporate environments is not going to help people love their job. I'm just straight out saying that because it's all about points and this and getting stuff done. I can tell you some stories the other day, and I'm like, I don't know why you're thinking, you know, it's not helping me love my job. Well, I mean, if I was in their shoes, what they were doing would not help me love their job or love my job. I love my job. I enjoy helping people love their job. And having love and family and rest and friends, like our mission statement right there. You know, our mission is to get you home to family and friends so you can spend time with them and have some fun, right? And enjoy their time. That is one way of sharing love. Just like my boy and I just going out, just two of us having fun because the girls are out having their time together at the Girl Scout camp. And just, you can do this every day. Say, I love you. Love your friends and family. Because one thing's for sure, you can't take this stuff with you. And if you don't tell the people you love them, one day something's going to happen. God forbid something happens. But always tell people you love them, no matter who they are, what they do. I'm not a big lovey-touchy guy. Never been that way in my life. But I do tell my family I love them every day. And you should do that too. That's all you got to see. So love is a present that can be given every single day you live. And I think you should give love into your job. I think you should love your job every day. Don't love your job. Call me. I'm trying to work something out to help you out with your job. If you need coaching or something. And love the people you're with, right? If you don't love the people you're with, maybe you should think about that too. So with that, it's a Friday. Give love every day. It's a great thing on a Friday. The weekend's here. And love what you do. And I wish you all the best. And happy scrumming. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the episode. Remember, focusing helps. It does help minimize conflict because there's too much stuff going on. If you can narrow the gap down, the conflict gets tighter and less prevalent. Okay? And ring the bell once, twice. And if you take my ACC class, you'll learn about the divergent convergent thinking. So with that, I say, have a happy Friday, enjoy your day, and take care. All right, bye. See ya.